The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Dave.
I mean, no. Have you heard?
What's that?
Kings lit the beam last
Woo!
Night. Big, girthy, purple beam. And we're already an hour into the show. It's Goodbye. Going to, I'll never say this, it's going too quickly.
I know, we need to just savor this some more.
We save some of this for summertime. You know what we haven't done, just because we wanted to give a chance for everybody to kind of wake up and do their thing, and we appreciate all of you. Some of you, I'm sure, new.
Hello.
Some of you, I wonder where the soccer club guy was yesterday, like NorCal, the guy who said, I can't listen to it, you're being too negative. I can't do it. I wonder if he's back today. I hope he is. I hope he went, you know, maybe they'll be positive. Of course we're going to be positive today. By we, I mean me. Jason's always level-headed. We haven't given a chance for you guys, though. At 1-800-920-1140.
A lot of people ecstatic.
Yes, want to hear from you. Want to hear if you were at the game, if you were at home. What's the situation? What'd you have for dinner? Do you have a lucky charm? I don't know. Whatever it is. This is that's why we're live and local. We always want to give you a platform. So if you have thoughts, questions, whatever, 1-800-920-1140. What would a show be without JR?
Hey. Good morning.
That beam tickled my tonsils last night.
It went down smooth, didn't it?
Wow! Woo! That was feeling good. And we'll have to sign some NRI letters with these kids from the Grove of Elk. And I am stoked right now, just flying down the street, waving to cops as I go 90 miles an hour on my phone with my ear. Everybody's ecstatic. Oh, that was glorious. God, that was good. And you see Curry rip his shirt. Oh, poor Curry. I'm sorry. I was like, do you feel sorry for him? I go, no, I don't feel sorry for him. The guy's phenomenal. But guess what? He lost. Now he has to go home. And now we move on.
This is going home to loser town.
Question.
Yeah, go
loser
ahead.
Loser town down the 80. That's big right. Old L on their bus. Literally, their beam was a big L on top of their bus. Hey, what seed was Miami when they made their run last year?
Was it?
I'll take your answer off the air. Yeah, okay. You guys are glorious. Bye-bye.
Either 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
They made their way through. Lakers made their way through from the play-in.
Didn't they have to like go on the road and come back to beat Chicago, if I remember at one point?
Something like that.
An almost perfect call from JR.
Almost?
Almost.
He's still chasing it.
He had like a perfect game going, and then he hit a batter.
Ah.
Did you catch the error?
I did not.
There is no such thing as the Warriors being sent home on the 80. We don't say that around here. We say
maybe 80. JR's with me, and he's a SoCal spy.
But that's your Southern California accent that you've worked so hard to get rid of over the years.
Yeah, but remember the other day, you were like, I said, Dave, I say it. Say it.
We say 80. We don't say the with our highways. That's dirty Southern California water stealers.
What's weird is I would say it for a highway or freeway, but not like, hey, go take the L Street.
Yeah, you say L Street.
Yeah.
You don't say the L Street.
I said that to the Warrior fan that was at the bar I was at last night.
Hit L Street?
Go take the L Street.
Go take the L Street, baby. They won't say that about our highways.
L Street Blues?
There was a, famous philosopher once said, life is a highway. I want to write it.
All night long?
What's that even mean? It's like, what was it? If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends? Spice Girls?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so. Good morning, Ken.
What it do, gentlemen? How you doing this morning? I know you're feeling good, man.
Yes.
Well, hold on. Is this Ken? Ken?
I don't think so.
It's Ken. It's not Ken. Ken. It's Ken. Okay. Good morning, Ken.
This is Ken. He called on during Black History Month and told you we were going to go to the playoffs, and you was like, "Oh, you're jinxing the king." Yes, I don't know.
Okay, that does that sounds very much like me, Ken. Go ahead.
I just want to say, man, I hope that these soft Sacramento Kings fans are happy. Because, you know, they talked in, you called in, talk about get rid of the coach, to get rid of this player. You know, last night's team played like almost a perfect game, man. It was the first time, man, the Sacramento Kings has been in this situation. First time the Golden State Warriors been in this situation. You know, the Kings played methodical basketball. And we've seen this basketball throughout the whole year. But you know what? This is the part of the learning process, the learning the curve to be a better team, man. I just want to give props to the coach. I just want to give props to the team, the way they played. And I just want to give truly props to the fans, the way they showed up and cheered for the Kings last night. And let's continue that, man. I'm just going to drop the mic on that. And I love you guys. K-Dub out.
K-Dub out. Thank you, Ken.
He took
us through a journey.
Right? He turned it all around. I had the finger ready.
You were ready to be Keon Ellison.
I was.
Deny him.
He was like, soft King. I was like, oh, where's this going here? Oh, okay.
Not today.
No, he didn't. And no, he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make up your mind.
Hello, Sam. Sam, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Straight.
Freaking awesome. I love you.
Keon Ellis is Steph Curry's daddy. Mm. He owned him.
He's Wardell Sr.
How great was that, guys?
It was amazing. It was the best.
It was just hands down the best thing I've seen. I was at the game last night. I'm hungover as hell at work today, and I'm having a great day.
Well, you did your part.
Ibuprofen is your friend, Sam.
You know what? Give Sam a raise.
Give him a huge raise.
Yeah, he had a big night.
Big,
he's been showing
raise.
Up at work.
Yes.
Way to go, Sam.
Somewhere, somehow, someone is. You know, for every group that's happy, there's someone somewhere yelling into the clouds. Shoulder, yeah. Shoulder, shoulder.
Not us today, baby.
Ah, not us today. It wouldn't be a complete win without Mitch. Good morning, Mitch. How are you? Mitch!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Carmichael.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, I love the play of Keegan and Keon Ellis. If I got that name right.
Yeah,
you
did. Crushed it.
I mean, some change. You don't have to come for the Golden State Warriors. Everything around Curry. Goodbye, Mr. Thompson. And especially goodbye to Mr. Green. And one more thing, I'm glad that the terrible owner, going to Sacramento. What should you have to know? Should you call the Sacramento? I didn't think you lose the name Athletes. Does this guy think he's as good as a Cher or Madonna or LeBron?
Right, it's a great point. Great point. Good call, good call, Mitch. I completely agree on all his points that he said to us. Key, good morning.
Hey, What's up, man?
My blood pressure and my mood both are up at the same time, and I think I talked over you when you said you listen to us every morning, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate you helping feed our families, man. Thank you.
No, I love it. I love you guys. I love our Kings, and I'd never seen anybody face guard Steph Curry as well as Keon Ellis did last night. Loved it.
Oh, my God. Wasn't it? It was like a little Da Vinci painting, and I got to tell you, I have this on like permanent save on the DVR, and I think this is like I'm not a porn guy at all, but like I think this is the closest I'm ever gonna get where
constant
I'm
constant rewatch.
Anytime I'm sad, anytime I'm in a bad mood, I'm just gonna throw that game on forever.
Yeah, no, I love that, and especially because I'm from Stockton, so I got to watch him play for our Stockton Kings, and to see him flourish now it's amazing, and we're super proud of him. And secondly, the most important for me, I loved how Harrison Barnes got to just put it on the Warriors. And I loved how he took control at the end. And that one-on-one play against Draymond, that was my favorite play of the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Yeah. That little fadeaway hit it. The crowd went crazy. I think everyone was so behind there. Just for the year he's had, the struggle bus he's been on at times, and then showing up against the Warriors and the best moments. 209 representing there.
Yeah.
you know, something that I think should be mentioned, just something that kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Let's give a little shout out and some credit to Lindsey Harding, G League Coach of the
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Because guess what? I'll bet you if we had Keon Ellis in studio right now, he'd be the first to credit her for helping develop him and his time that he spent in the G League getting back up
and
here.
And Bobby Jackson when he was there.
Absolutely.
But he's put in the work, and then to get the results, I mean, that's the kind of thing where a player like that hasn't been given everything. And so, you know, he appreciates the opportunity. He's been put in the starting lineup, and he's been able. Remember early on, it's like, they're 6-0 with Keon as a starter.
Yes.
And they started taking some losses, but his game kept getting better. Teams are, for whatever reason, leaving him open. He's shooting threes at a great level. And is improvising plays, I'm not making it this easy for him, but a lot of times it's catch and shoot threes.
Right.
But last night he was getting loose balls and then having to make decisions on the dribble, on the move, and he made some great plays. One of my favorites was when he picked Steph and then was going. Now he got fouled.
Yes.
But just, I mean, to do that, Steph's one of the great ball handlers in the league.
Absolutely.
And he just ripped him and went the other way. You're like, man, what a defensive play.
Ellis Island, baby.
Yeah, he was awesome.
1-800-920-1140, just one line open right now. We're going to pause everything to get to you guys. We're going to take a break. So hold the line, though. It's a 1 minute. It's a 60-second break. So don't go anywhere. I promise we'll get to you, and we'll get to 3 for Madness as well. Just real quick as we go to break, I want to make a public apology. I did on Twitter last night. I do want to make a public apology. Maybe some of you saw, but there was a big, giant loaf in the front row under the basket, long hair and a beard. We used to call him Brad Miller. And now he is just living his best life as a Kings fan.
What do we call him now?
Call him friend.
Okay.
Is what we call him. We call him a Kings fan. He was there. He was having a couple of brews, just being a fan. And after the game, we're walking out, and he's in front of me. And his back was to me. And Brad's a large guy. And I kind of jumped on his back, and I bear hugged him from behind, and I gave him a little kiss on the head. And here's Brad's reaction: you got it. And I'm like, what is he? Oh, he had a full beer in front of him. About half of it went everywhere when I jumped on his back. Couldn't have been nicer about. Of course he is. He was in a great mood last night, and truly just, he's a fan who is living his best life, who happened to be an all-star and amazing member of the Sacramento Kings. So approachable for everybody. I saw him interacting with fans all night long, high-fiving, talking, taking pictures. He's just there to watch the game, man.
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing to see. We'll take a quick break. Steve, Matthew, Ashley, Eric, all of you, we'll be right back after this.
Waking you up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
As promised, we'll get right to your phone calls. We'll throw some 3 for Madness in the middle. So all y'all, stand pat, 1-800-920-1140. Steve, good morning on a Kings advance in the playoffs. Excuse me, postseason morning. Good morning.
The thing I'm most excited about is a team for defense, holding the Warriors to 94 points, holding their backcourt to an over. And the other thing was they had, 10 steals last night. They forced 17 turnovers for them. It was just an amazing thing. Steph Curry, well below his average. So, you got to salute them as a team for the defensive effort, and I'm really excited about that.
To your point, Steve, 8 of 26. Mm. Now, that's not fair because Thompson was 0 of 10. Steph shot an even 50%. 8 of 26.
And 3 of 13 from 3.
3 of 13 from 3. 22 combined points for the Splash Brothers. Mm. More like this Crash Brothers, because they crashed out of the postseason.
39 from the Kings starting backcourt.
The dominant.
Yeah.
Like the real, actual dominant ones. And a combined 7 turnovers, Jason.
Oh, well.
I would take that.
Yes.
All day long. Matthew. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to go over 3 things real quick.
The floor is yours, friend.
Number one. Listening to you guys' show every morning. Respect.
Thank
love you.
You
guys.
Appreciate
thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Number two, kind of what De'Aaron Fox said last night. I'm a big baseball guy. We got the Pelicans next. I don't see them beating us 6 times in one season.
Ah, careful.
I think we're due.
Okay.
I think we're due for for a dub.
We are due.
And one last thing before I mic drop. Shout out to Klay Thompson, defensive player of the game.
Yes, Klay Thompson held himself to 0 of 10.
He did.
That's the Warriors are cooked.
Amazing performance. 1-800-920-1140. All right, we're going to get to Ashley and Eric. Give me three for madness, though. Let's just run back and forth.
Three questions, three answers. It's three for madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Here's question one.
All righty. We'll continue to take your phone calls as well at 1-800-920-1140. Also, the Jiffy Lube drive of the game in the next segment. Not this one, so relax. Christopher Law, question one.
If you had to give one game ball out for last night's Kings win, who gets it?
Keegan Murray had 32 points, Sabonis 16 and 12, De'Aaron 24 points, 6 assists and a couple of steals. Keon Ellis, you look at everything he did. I could literally make a case to give every single person I mentioned the game ball, but I'm not going to give any of them the game ball. Nope.
Ooh.
I'm leading with my heart. I'm giving the game ball to Harrison Barnes.
Okay.
He did not have the best game of all the Kings.
There's no wrong answer here.
There is no wrong answer. I was so happy for him, so proud of him. He has had a tough year at times with everything on there, not getting him, you know, the whole wedding thing and, you know, Draymond talking garbage last year and, you know, missing that possible series winner last year at Chase. And, you know, he's so classy. He's so ever forward. He's such a vet if there ever was one. He didn't have the best statistical game, but you know what? Solid defense. He put in 34 solid minutes last night, had a good game. Again, I'm leading with my heart here with Harris.
I love it. I'd love to split this game ball up. There are a ton of choices. I'm actually going to go to Keon. I really want to give it to Keegan, but I think Keon was more unexpected. Keegan got better as the playoffs went on last year, and I think he kind of figured it out, and he's had a good year. I'm not stunned by his 32-9. I loved it, though, and it was huge. Keon was a little bit stunning to me.
Yes.
So I loved his performance. Two-way, I'm going to give it to Keon.
And you add in the defense and everything.
He was incredible.
Absolutely insane. Ooh. Ashley, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Not going to give it to you too hard today.
No,
you
gave it drag me, Ashley. Drag me across the parking lot. Drag me into the ocean, Ashley. You can drag me all day long if you want. I will take it. I will take it with my mouth open. I will tell you, drag me from here to Oakland to San Francisco and back.
I just want to make sure I called in and let you know I told you yesterday going into.
Okay, hold on a second. Hey,
are you driving
Ashley,
a truck?
Hold on. I want to make sure people can hear you. Can you roll your windows up, or is there something going on? Because, my God, it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
Is this better?
Not really.
Not really. Let's try one more. Are you on speaker or on your car's Bluetooth?
I'm on speaker. I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
On the moon?
I just took you off. Speaker, is that better?
All right, yeah, but be very careful. Hands at 10 and 2. Go ahead.
Of course. But I just want to call in and let you guys know, I called in yesterday and told you, Dave, that we were going to get this win. I already drug you through on social media, on Twitter last night.
I saw it.
But I told you we were going to get this game, and I honestly think that we are going to have a good chance against the Pelicans. I don't know that we're going to win yet, but... Dave, I don't know how you can enjoy the rest of the season now.
I can absolutely 100% enjoy the rest of the season now. And I want people bringing receipts. I want to be dragged here, there, and everywhere. And Ashley, as a way of trying to make it up to you, I've prepared an official apology. Thank you for the call. We want him to get back safe here. Here's my official apology.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you're willing to admit that.
Okay. So, thank you. I
think you went a little far.
Rest in peace, Chubbs.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Chubbs. Good morning, Eric. Hello, and good morning. Eric!
Good morning, Sacramento. Yeah, baby. That was unbelievable, Dave. Hey, first off, I got a shout out to you. Thank you so much. did to keep this team here if we wouldn't have had that incredible moment last night. That was just insane. We shut down Curry. Unbelievable. We shut down the Warriors. What a sweet revenge. Thank you. Thank you, Kings. You did awesome last night. That was one of the best games I've ever seen played. Mike Brown, all the haters. In the fourth quarter, Mike's yelling at Keon Ellis, keep going, keep going. Don't let the Warriors come back at us. And he did. He shut them down. Now, the best part of that game was when JaVale McGee dunked at the end. And then he rejected one of those other shots. It was the icing on the cake, Dave. Dave, we can do this. We can beat the Pelicans. I know. We have a chance, buddy. We got to go for it. We shut down the Lakers this year. We came back and we got revenge on the Warriors. That was sweet. Thank you, Sacramento. Light the beam, baby.
Light the beam. That's a great call.
Yeah.
That is a great call. I'll think about the Pelicans.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I have to say this, like, contractually obligated. Like, I need to say this every time, but just in case people were listening to the first part of this call, and I always imagine somebody out there just, like, rolling their eyes. Let me just reiterate, because I saw a lot of them last night. That was very nice what he said about the grassroots stuff and saving the team. I will say the same thing every single time. I was a big, loud, fat, stupid voice in the whole thing, but shout out to Crown Downtown, to Here We Stay, to all the people, you know, besides Kevin Johnson, David Stern, just so many people that were there last night, so many people watching, the ones that were at the city council meetings. Like, that, just like last night, was a team effort.
Yeah.
Team effort all right. The way around, and the entire city should be incredibly proud. Do we have time to get to another Three for Madness? How you want to do this? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll just kind of keep this going. We've still got two more Three for Madness questions. We will hear from Mike Brown when we get back. But, you know, excuse me, everybody. I got to tell you, Jason.
That sounded good.
I know. I was right there when they lit the beam last night, and it had been a while since I was that, you know, right there for a beam lighting. And I know we kind of touched on this earlier. There was something different about the inside beam used to just be like that little button and whatever, but there was an actual like purple whatever, and this thing was thick, girthy even. It was purple and girthy, which I loved. Like, let's freaking go. You can't have some like dumb skinny thing.
I call it perthy.
it was very perthy, purple and girthy. And by the way, that reminds me, if you're somebody who's feeling a little insecure, you know, about your about your beam, and I mean your personal beam,
line it up.
No better way. Don't look at me. Don't look at me, Chris. Jason. No better way. I'm getting paid for this. No better way. Thicken that beam up than with my good friend, Dr. Jack Friedlander, his good friend, Dr. Pash in San Francisco, Dr. Jack in Roseville, and everybody at UpsizeMatters.com. Oh, my goodness gracious. There is a procedure. I'm going to tell you about it right now. It's safe. It's effective. It's long-lasting, semi-permanent, non-surgical, virtually pain-free. It's done by doctors, not some yahoo. It's not done by lawyers either, Jason. Actual learned doctors. We're a house of learned doctors, and we will improve your girth in an in-and-out, same-day procedure that is incredibly private. Every survey that's done, circumference, if we will, of the beam, is consistently ranked as the most important attribute. Then you get a free consultation. Procedure can be done the same day as your consultation. Dr. Jack Friedlander in Roseville, Dr. Pash in San Francisco, UpsizeMatters.com. That's UpsizeMatters.com. Hey! Catch a girth on, baby. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Mike Brown. We'll get back to the Kings and more next.
morning to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Welcome back. 1-800-920-1140. If you remember the Jiffy Lube drive of the game, we'll get to that now in that segment somewhere. We'll get to it. Also, your phone calls at 1-800-920-1140. From the 916. Caller was so spot on, I screamed so loud when JaVale dunked. I thought I broke my stitches.
Okay.
I thought you weren't going to the game, Dave. So glad you were there for the moment. And shutting down Clay, too. 0 of 10. Chris, the mom. Thanks, Chris. I hope you didn't. We didn't have any stitch issues. Stitches. How about Mike Brown postgame, Jason Ross? He had some things to say. And, you know, what did he say earlier this year? Yes, Kings they're learning very important lessons right now. Hopefully one of those lessons paid off last night. Let's talk about physicality. And
about trying to find a level of physicality for as close to 48 minutes as possible, and that has a lot to do with imposing your will on your opponent, especially in a one-game series. And I told our guys before the game, I said, we found that physicality. After the All-Star break, we found it, and we started becoming more consistent with it. And our guys did a hell of a job trying to stick with it tonight for as close to 48 minutes versus a veteran team that's been in plenty of situations that are similar to this.
We talked about Keon Ellis, Jason, the night he had.
Yeah.
Almost 39 minutes, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Mike Brown was proud of him.
But I tell you, man, Keon Ellis, the confidence he has and the swag that he brings to this team for a young guy that was on a two-way in February, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a lot of fun to watch. And he just goes out night after night after night after night after night and shows he can help us get it done on both sides of the floor. And every game, you can see he's getting a little bit more comfortable, starting to attack the basket, starting to make plays, not just a catch-and-shoot three-point guy. And that's a lot of fun to be a part of watching his growth, especially in a short amount of time and as quickly as he's grown. Hell of a win, but we're not done.
Can Keon Ellis be an 82-game starter at the two, in your opinion?
At this rate, I wouldn't want to put any limits on him, right? He's filled a role beautifully. They're not an easy one to do. You know, going into the year, if you were telling us, look, at some point they're going to lose Kevin Herter and Malik Monk, I mean, that's a place where they had some depth. And then all of a sudden, I'm likely thinking that's going to be filled by either Duarte or Davion. Mm-hmm. And here we are at the end, and it's Keon Ellis, and Keon's been terrific. I mean, absolutely terrific. And I just love that was really probably it was his biggest professional game, and it was his best game in that moment against who they were playing. They needed him, and he was great.
I only ask, you know, and again, let's.
But I would say yes.
We're not even in next year yet, right. But I'm just thinking, okay, can you, because he's 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like Doug Christie was 6'6", I think still is.
Yeah.
Herter 6'7".
Right.
You know, generally that's what it I'm sure there's examples. I'm sure there's obvious examples that I'm just being stupid about, but I'm trying to think of a successful team with a two guard and a point guard that are, you know, 6'4", 6'3".
Yeah, it's difficult to have two that position. Then when you even have Davion come in,
right.
Malik's not this, you know, massive giant either. Part of the issue, and when we start looking ahead to Friday, of when they play a team like New Orleans, just so incredibly long. And the Kings really aren't. I mean, they have enough guys that are tall, but like around the rosters, you know, the main 6, 7, 8 that play, they're shorter than a lot of teams.
Yeah.
And they don't have that wingspan, long wing. But look, he's effective. He's impactful. And I think he already came in with the defense, which is great. And now he's getting that offense going, which is a nice bonus.
I mean, he had 15 points out of Keon Ellis.
He's making his threes. He's just so confident.
Yeah. He really, yeah. really is.
And the offensive rebounding yesterday. I mean, so game seven last year. Last night, the amount of times in the second half of game seven last year that Looney and the Warriors kept getting offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound. It, one, keeps life in the Warriors, drains you as a team, drained the Kings fan base,
yeah.
and then generally they would score on like a three or four possession look. The Kings did that so many times last night, the 50-50 balls, the extra effort. I just thought they were so intense.
They were.
And the offensive rebound from the get-go was great. I think every starter had at least one offensive rebound.
Correct.
15 total. I mean, it's just such a great number. That's numbers that, you know, the Warriors were getting last year against the Kings.
And everyone that had played any sort of minutes. You know, Alex Len played almost 9 minutes. He had two offensive rebounds, as did Mitchell, as did Lyles. And then everybody in the starting lineup had at least one for a total of 15 to the Warriors' 8.
That breaks your spirit.
It also translated, Jason, to 25-9 second chance points Bingo. For the Kings. And Steve Kerr mentioned this in his post game as well. The Sacramento Kings took 18 more shots
yeah.
than the Golden State Warriors.
So that's the rebounding. The other part, too, we always talk about this in the present-day NBA, three-point differential.
Yeah.
Warriors, a very good three-point shooting team, made 10.
Yeah.
Kings made 18. That's 8 more. That's plus 24 that the Warriors have to make up somewhere. And in the second quarter, they got it at the line. But other than that, they didn't. And, I mean, the Kings were the better team last night.
I'll tell you maybe one of the numbers I'm most proud about. It just makes me smile all over the place. Kings were outshot at the free throw line 23-15. But the Kings shot 93.3% from the line to the Warriors 78.3%.
Yeah.
I will take that all day long.
Absolutely.
Slap that on my face and call it chicken. I'm eating it.
Okay, turkey sausage.
Turkey sausage. Yes. I don't even know what that means. Here's Mike Brown on the defense.
We're not always going to score 116 points. In the playoffs, you got to be able to defend, and you got to win the possession game. And, you know, I give our guys credit. You know, the one area, obviously, we lost is the free throw line area. But other than that, we were great taking care of the ball. We were great. Winning the offensive glass battle. And then, you know, if you couple that with the way that we're able to defend, you're going to have great results. You don't have to rely on your offense to go win your games. You can't, you know, if we keep playing to our ability, playing fast, continuing to play for each other, especially when it comes to the spray game, because Domus has every team doing this to us. If we continue to do that, the sky's the limit for us offensively. Where we have to make sure we're good night in and night out is what you said, is in the possession game and defensively.
I got to say, too, you were obviously there. You watched it firsthand. I think that would have been a hard game to play in as a player. And what I mean by that is there was about a 3 possessions, maybe out of 5 in a row, and I think it was the second or third quarter, where Klay Thompson – to the Warriors defense was going towards where you were sitting, towards the basket to the Warriors bench, and absolutely, I mean, I think got tackled.
Yeah.
No whistle. Mm-hmm. Go to the other end. De'Aaron, layup in transition. Boom. Totally fouled. Come back the other way. De'Aaron on the perimeter, bump Steph Curry. And you're going,
yep.
All right. I don't know. I think they're all fouls.
Right.
2 seemed violent.
Yeah.
And then 1 was more of a touch foul, and that's called. Again, officiating, I don't think, cost either team or helped either. Yeah. Whatever. It's just they let a lot of stuff go,
yes.
And then sometimes you're getting touch fouls on the perimeter, and it's like, that's hard to understand.
But you can't breathe on Steph.
Well.
Although Warriors fans, rightfully so, will be like, we never get – they actually
– they got some ones I thought they
yeah.
should have had.
Yeah.
They didn't get.
I completely yeah. agree with you. Rachel, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, cowbell time.
I'm still on one. Oh, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to walk down them aisles with my cowbell, talking to them Warrior fans. My favorite part is going to be we beat Curry Fox wearing his Curry shoes. Y'all caught that, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Got my Light the Beam shirt, my King's hat. I cannot wait to walk down these aisles and talk shit about them Warrior fans.
All right. All right. Thanks, Rachel. Yeah. Rachel's Rachel's full
of... She said it. She's still on one.
Yeah, she's still on one. She's got some victory emotion going on.
Good for her.
We don't blame her. Yeah. Just the FCC does.
Yeah.
So,
live your best life.
If we sound a little slowed down right now, you're not on mushrooms. It's
yeah.
Our dump button. Jason, one thing that impressed me as well was, you know, we talked about points in the paint, 40-40. Which, if you're tied with the Warriors there, that's a good thing for the Sacramento Kings. And just De'Aaron Fox's ability to hit the basket, to get inside, to be able to drive through that defense really, really impressed me. It was almost as if he was in one of those brand new Hoblet Ram trucks doing all that driving. And I got to tell you, it's easier than ever to get in there up at Hoblet, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Woodland. It's Ram Truck Month. That's why. 75 years in business for Hoblet. What better way to celebrate than helping you get the hard-to-find HD Ram you've been looking for less? Right now, save up to $8,000 off MSRP on the new 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman Crew Cabs. And with California's biggest selection of Ram trucks, you're sure to find the truck you need. It all started with Chad Hoblet's grandpa and great-grandpa's dream. It's grown over the years to where they've had the chance to serve tens of thousands of customers like you and show them there's something special about Hoblet you just can't get at those big city auto mall dealerships. Go experience the difference at California's number one Ram truck dealer. Search, select, and save through their whole inventory at HobletDodge.com. Unbeatable prices, unbeatable selection. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats Hoblet, period. Keon Ellis, the big lights were not too big for him. He was too big for the bright lights. We have his post game with Gary Gerald coming up next.
Carmichael Dave.
Has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sactown Sports.
Just sent a message to Logan Webb saying, hey, dude, missed you at the game last night. He was there with Dusty Baker.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, not with, but saw a picture of the two of them together.
At the game last night?
That's what, wait, I guess it's not possible.
That couldn't have been. Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think about it, somebody sent me, or I saw a picture online.
That's an old picture.
Must be an old picture.
Yeah.
Duh. See, remember we were talking earlier?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it certainly looked like it must have been one of the playoff games. Because, yeah, he's in Florida, right?
Yes.
Dude, how dope would it be, though, if he flew back?
That'd have been awesome.
I mean, it is.
It's
you know,
I'm not pitching. Let's
not
go.
Not pitching.
Yeah.
You should call in. It's 10:47 in Florida. You're up. Call in. Say light the beam. Light the beam. Just...
So Sacramento, do Cool Hand a favor and light the beam.
Yeah. My goodness. Let's see. You want to hear from Keon Ellis?
With the G-Man?
He visited with the G-Man, which is always one of my favorite interviews, if not my favorite. Here is Keon and the legend talking after chopping it up after last night's game.
So I think Keon is on with us. I'm not
okay, sure. I got you. Yep.
Okay, thank you, sir. I was just saying that you were swapping headsets there. I forgot that ESPN Radio is down there tonight, and that's why there was...
Yeah, they got me a little confused. It's all good, though.
Well, we've been bragging on you a lot tonight, young man, and for the fact that you were undrafted coming out of Alabama, the fact that you were a two-way designated player, the fact that you were upgraded in February to a legitimate standard NBA contract, living in this moment, delivering in this moment with just a terrific stat line. How satisfying is this win for you in your journey to more stardom in the future?
It feels great. Honestly, I really can't put into words like how crazy it is. I don't think it's hit me yet, and I think I've just got so used to, you know, just taking the game as it is and as it comes. So, but I know it's something great. But I mean, right now, you know, I'm just trying to just stay locked in. You know, we still got to get another win, and you know, we still got to see how things play out. So, but I mean, definitely a great game tonight. So, you know, definitely the things that I dreamed of for sure.
Has there been anybody that's helped mentor you and bring you to this stage, who's encouraged you and has been maybe a confidant who's helped steer you along this path?
Everybody. But, I mean, you know, as I go out there with different lineups, you know, guys are steadily, you know, giving me confidence. But one guy that probably stands out for sure is Malik. You know, He's going to be the first one to criticize me when I do something stupid and be the first one to applaud me when I do something great. So, you know, he's definitely been really good for me. You know, he's always on me. You know, if I'm doing good, he wants me to do better. If I'm doing bad, you know, he'll cuss me out and, you know, say his piece. But, you know, I love him.
You played almost 39 minutes tonight. I want to read you the stat line because we've been so impressed about the balance across the board. 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 3 block shots. Any of those numbers in particular give you great satisfaction?
The steals and the blocks, I mean, those aren't easy to come by. So, you know, when you rack up steals and blocks, you know, that especially for me, that's something I love.
How about the atmosphere in this winner go home situation tonight in this building?
Oh my God, I need it again in the first round.
Well, it's going to be different because it's going to be life on the road in New Orleans, and we all know how tough they've been.
Facts.
We owe that team something, right?
We do. We do. It's got to get done.
Keon, thank you so much. Congratulations on this moment. May it live long in your memory, but may it only be a small step toward much bigger things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate that.
It's one small step for Beam, one giant leap for Beamkind.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about this last night on the way home, Jason, with my son. Passenger seat. We're driving home. We were stuck in the parking line for a long time. And
you didn't care?
Didn't care at all. We were watching. We had Inside the NBA on.
Oh, nice.
And then there was a group of Kings fans.
Gone fishing?
That were absolutely, yes. Gone fishing. Did you notice in the gone fishing picture?
Oh, the choking of the fish?
Draymond Green's hilarious. Got his fish in a choke.
Hilarious. What was it in the boat? Did you see the boat title?
I did not.
Choke job.
Oh, that's really good on two levels. Shout out to the group of Kings fans in parking. There's about 8 of them, and they all had giant cowbells. And every time, like, a car would pass them, they'd get right in the car's face, like, and just go crazy on the cowbells. And then everybody'd honk their horns, and then you'd repeat it all the way through. They were cowbelling at every single car. It was super cool to see. Shout out to the guy who was sitting two people down from my son and I, who kept trying to yell at me something about turkey sausage. All night long, just turkey sausage.
Just because.
It's about Draymond Green's order is turkey sausage. I still don't know what it was. It was very loud there, but I just kept nodding and going, yeah, turkey sausage. Shout out to Scott Moak, who's always so fantastic on the PA.
Fresh.
Slamson.
How about when they said, everybody quiet, or no music off, and then Slamson had the big...
Oh, he did.
And then just the rhythmic clapping in there was really cool.
It was the Iceland, right? So isn't that Iceland soccer team that starts that? Love it. Probably not the best thing to do on the radio right there, but it was super duper fun.
Is there any other NBA city that celebrates like Sacramento?
Nope. It was so cool to see some of the national tweets sneak into my timeline. There was more than a few that said the Keegan Murray call and response is maybe the best thing going in the NBA right now. Being there last night, definitely the Domantas Sabonis chant was going.
Oh, it was very noticeable.
Very much noticeable.
I was at a local watering hole, and they were chanting there.
I love that.
Yeah, but say what they were chanting, Chris.
Huh?
Say what they were chanting.
No, they were doing the Domantas Sabonis chant.
No, but what was the other one they were chanting?
The other one, there was one woman, MVP of the night, whenever Barnes would score by herself, would just chant, MVP, MVP.
Barnes. Yes.
I love that. That's fantastic. She is the MVP.
I saw that at, like, from, you're right, some national people, like, man, it sure looks like it would be fun to go to a Sacramento Kings game.
Yes. Steve Levy
did
that. I saw that, and there was another national personality I saw on that, too.
And I still remember this to this day, Dave. I want to say it was the U.S. Open in which Phil was against Payne Stewart. So whatever, 2001 to 2000 in there. Phil was going to be a father, and Payne Stewart ends up winning. Johnny Miller was the announcer, and there was, like, it was, I think it was Bethpage Black in New York, and the crowd's going nuts. And one of his thoughts is, what do they think this is, a Sacramento Kings game?
He said that?
Yes, it was mayhem
insane
out on the golf course, but that's what...
How do I not recognize?
I definitely remember that. Yeah, to this day.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a 20-plus year callback, but that's what it's like.
What was it, Byron Scott? Was it Byron Scott or David? It was David Stern. One of the two said that I'm going to get the quote wrong, but if aliens landed on Earth and you wanted to get them addicted to the NBA, the first place you'd take them would be then Arco Arena mm-hmm. to see a Sacramento Kings game.
It's pretty special last night.
It really, really is. And, you know, another thing I can think of that would be even almost, let's say even more special. That's tough to say, but I think so, is to be able to have a $100 gift certificate in your pocket to Jiffy Lube just for listening last night to a play, you know, a postseason game and knowing what Gary Gerald's Jiffy Lube drive of the game was.
I listened.
The Gary Gerald drive of, it's the double G dog. It's actually the Jiffy Lube drive of the game.
Yeah.
The JL dog. Jiffy Lube drive of game.
Yeah.
We call it the JL dog here locally.
Yeah, we do.
1-800-920-1140 is the phone number. If you know the drive of the game, call in right now. We'll get you right out of the break. Also, Chris, I see you. I see you've been holding. Wants to talk about Friday's game as well. That's fine. We'll accept that. Chris, you hold through the break. I will get to you first up coming back. It is your home of the play-in second round advancing to team Dynasty Ender, Keon Ellis Island inhabitants, Curry Sender, Clay Career Ender, Dre to Cancun Senders.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put it all on a t-shirt, baby. Sacramento Kings, we are your home. Sactown Sports.